FM 99.9 WSAU.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Feedback. It's the Wednesday edition, 8 o'clock, 8:08 to be exact. Thank you very much for being here. If you want to be a part of the program, 715-845-2155. Let's talk about Megyn Kelly having an interview with Bill Ayers for a moment. It got to be rather tense. I have very little respect for this individual. I have even less respect for any educational institution that would allow this American domestic terrorist dirtbag to be in front of a classroom and instruct youth. This guy and his equally repugnant wife, Bernadine Dorn, these are individuals that were involved in criminal activity, the death of innocent people, the destruction of property, all for their ideals. Bill Ayers was on Megyn Kelly's program, and she basically asked him, I said, okay, you have said that you wouldn't do it again, kind of, sort of, that you wouldn't do it again. Is there anything that would bring you to the point where you would take up violent action against the U.S., against America again? He said, well, I can't quite imagine putting a bomb in a building today. All of that seems so distinctly part of then. But I can't quite imagine entirely dismissing the possibility either. Well, you know what that says? I don't feel like doing it right now, but give me good cause. Yeah. He, as you know, is the former leader of the Weather Underground. He's 70 years old, and he says, he said, such a prospect is unlikely. Still, he made it clear that, like his wife, they are not committed to an ideology of nonviolence. Nonviolence. Kelly went on at that point to bring, you know, he brought up his wife, and so she pushed the issue. Why didn't she help the authorities bring in the people responsible for killing two police officers and a security guard during a robbery attempt gone bad? Instead of coming clean, instead of being honest, Ayers tried to convince Megyn Kelly, good, like, nice try on this, that she would have done the exact same thing under the circumstances. In this, also apparently in this fray, nine children lost their fathers that day, according to Megyn Kelly. Why wouldn't anybody that is reasonable and looking to help bring about justice, bring about those that are guilty, bring them to justice? And of course, he dodged the issue. Now, I want to make it perfectly clear. I think Bill Ayers, his supporters, those that think he is some kind of ideological Superman, I think you're an idiot. I think he's an idiot. I think his ideals are wrong. I think that he is a warped sense of individual. I think anyone that decides that they're going to take up that kind of action against the United States and kill innocent men, women, children, whatever, in order to bring about your change, you are dangerous, and you have lost your damn mind. However, I want to take this to its most logical conclusion. Go back with me to what I mentioned earlier today. And this is going to be a far stretch, okay? So let's really stretch things out. Let's take things to what could possibly be determined as an improbable circumstance, but not impossible. I want you, those of you who are of the next generation, to listen. Those of you who are of the previous generation, keep in mind how Europe reacted to Nazi Germany. Everybody listened to Hitler. Everybody said, oh, well, okay, he's rebuilding the country after the devastation of World War I. And, he, you know, okay, he's building up the military. Well, he says he's not going to do anything horrible. He says he's not planning on attacking. So we believe him. And then as the atrocities of Germany started to leak out during World War II, there were so many that just refused to believe that any person could round up innocent people in death camps, perform horrible experiments on them, treat them, starve them, gas them, pack them into trains so tight they can barely breathe to just haul them to their death. Nobody would believe that somebody could be that despicable and evil. And so they said, oh, surely that's not happening. And there was a lot of people that would not believe it up to the very end. There's still a lot of people that believe the Holocaust never happened. So I say now, keep that in mind. And again, this is a journey of supposition. This is a journey of what ifs. Keep that in mind as we listen to Todd Starnes talk about this horrible condition at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. That was the subject of my commentary this morning. We have illegal immigrant children flooding into the area. The system is overwhelmed with what to do with them. They are riddled with lice and scabies. Some have such horrible mental conditions that they are psychotic and wanting to attempt suicide. Some of these children have other communicable diseases that have not been identified and or treated yet. And these children are being transported on public transportation. Not only that, but the contracted security force at the Air Force Base in Texas, who just happened to be wearing like tan or light brown shirts, who affectionately referred to themselves as the brown shirts, have basically said to the employees, the medical workers there at the base, if you say anything to anybody, not only can you be fired, but you could face criminal prosecution. One of the nurses that worked there said, I can't do this anymore, and left, and had a detailed journal of what was going on. She was called and commanded to come back and bring the journal. She refused. This is going to be an issue. This is a development. This is an ongoing development and will continue to be an issue. But the reason I link all of this together, what would you do if we woke up and the government had enacted martial law? That the government had decided that things had gotten so far out of hand, that things were so bad. Let's say that there was a catastrophic financial disaster, that a stock market that is at 16,000 plus all of a sudden had a what we call a correction, where the negative growth of several quarters ended in a depression. And all of a sudden the government at hand said, wait a minute, we have a national disaster here that requires drastic measures and enacts martial law. And all of a sudden things begin, the face of America begins to change drastically to the point where this isn't America anymore, to the point where you are seeing people that are deemed as a threat hauled off and you never see them again. Word starts to spread that individuals are now kept in these camps. This is a far-fetched scenario. This is so hardly probable that it makes for a better, I don't know, movie script or thrilling novel than it does for worry about our future. But the reason I bring this up, I for one know that it wouldn't take much for individuals to take up arms against their oppressors. It has happened throughout history so many times, it's not funny. It wouldn't take much for us as a nation to rise up against the government violently and determinedly. So it's something to think about. It's not the issue of violence. It's what is it that you are trying to accomplish. And that is something that we have to very seriously take into consideration. All right, why don't we take a phone call before we go into this break? We'll do this quick. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Jeff from Wausau. There actually is a novel just like what you described. It's called Patriots. I can't remember the name of the author, but it's thrilling. It's actually a three-part series, if you will. Anyway, the thing is here, what would the military do? Because without the military, the government is powerless. Whatever they can call martial law they want. What would law enforcement do? Would these people blindly obey their orders and just start rounding their neighbors up? Would our military become our enemies?
Well, what? The answer to that is how is it going to be done? If it is done in an immediate, overnight, drastic change, then no, you're going to see members of the military walk away. You're going to see members of the law enforcement and other first responders say, I'm not going to put up with this. Some.
Are you sure about that?
There's enough people out there that's like, wait a minute, no. But what I'm saying is if it were to happen immediately, but if this type of a change were to happen gradually over the next decade, then you're going to see individuals just toe the line and do what they're told and follow along because they are more concerned about what's going on in their immediate life. Hey, how do I pay the water bill this month? How do I make sure that the kids have got good, clean clothes to go to school in? They don't pay attention to what's going on around them. Again, now this is very far-fetched. This is a real hypothetical situation.
It's not that far-fetched.
But the problem of it is that if we don't keep that in mind, if we don't kind of think about that, then when we start to see something that leans in that direction, we don't fight it. When you see something that leans in that direction, we have to stand up against that, and we have to do it now.
Well, I'd love to have a member of the law enforcement or military call in and say what they would do, you know, and
that's a good question.
It would have to be a group thing because only one or two they'll be thrown in the brig.
Yeah,
you know, one or two they'll be thrown in jail. The sheriff will come and say, you know, there's plenty of other people out there who'd like your jobs, deputies. Go out and follow your orders.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
I'd
love to have them call up. See ya.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you very much for calling in. All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, we will continue this conversation and we'll move on to other interesting subjects as well. The phone number, of course, 715-845-2155.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back. 715-845-2155 is the phone number. Now, I want to make it very clear. I'm not a doomsday kind of guy, all right? I do not believe that it is necessarily destined to happen that we have anarchy and that type of thing and martial law, and I certainly am not one that will advocate that Obama wants to become dictator of the United States and he's going to set aside the Constitution. I think he's much smarter than that. He is much smoother, much smarter, and therefore much more, dare I say it, sinister than to try something so blatant and obvious and easily opposed. The way you make the change and completely change the way things are done is slowly and gradually. In this country, you got too many good old boys with way too many weapons that if you were to try something blatant, obvious, and stupid, you are going to have a tremendous fight on your hands. But if you change the ideals of the nation slowly and surely, if you get the populace to begin to accept as normal much of what was deemed abnormal, wrong in the past, then you are making inroads that will never be changed. You indoctrinate the hearts and minds of the youth. You erase and alter the history of the past and the mistakes that were made and the lessons that were learned. And you have a perfect formula for being able to lead the sheep in any direction that you want to lead them in. That is what is dangerous. And that's what I am trying to get across when I point out what I see. When I point out what I see as the dangers of socialism with this administration, it's not because I believe that he's going to fly the hammer and sickle above the White House and, you know, tomorrow. I don't buy that. He's smarter than that. And I'm not entirely convinced that President Obama would consider the word socialism to be a cuss word. You and I do, because we know what socialism does. But I believe that the progressives, the liberals, the Bill Ayers of this world, and others, George Soros, many, many, many very powerful, influential people, and I don't even get started on those celebrities, I honestly believe that they think that socialism is the only true way to go in this country, that it's the only fair thing to do. You must take from the upper class and give to the lower class, so therefore we're all middle class. The problem of it is it doesn't work, and it never has throughout history. It doesn't work. But when you try to explain that, it's like, well, you see, we're smarter. We have the ability to manage this type of a government system much better than anyone of the past has. Really? See, that's elitism, and that leads, and I hate to use so many isms, but it leads to despotism. You will have someone decide, well, we are far more intelligent than those people. And then it's, well, I'm more intelligent than my advisors. And then it's, I can do this. Why don't you just back off and let me do it my way? I don't need Congress. I can do it my way. Last phone call. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Good morning. Thanks for calling. What's your name? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Carol.
Hey, Carol. What can we do for you?
I just like to speak upon this socialism, which they're trying to induce into our country. But you look at the other countries, Russia, China, the people have no education. They can never think. This is what our country is all about, that we can present ideas, be free to present ideas, and produce an idea, and still make money and live a good life and everything else. These socialists, you know, people, I feel very sorry. These people had the right over in China, Russia, to take and have freedom, but they chose the other way. They are so ignorant, they don't know enough, and that's what they're doing in our schools. They're downsizing our children in our schools, and that's what they're working towards us gradually, and it's a real sad thing. Our teachers are not doing right by our children. They're not teaching American values, and I don't like it.
Thank you very much for calling in, Carol. I appreciate it. By the way, Carol is the one that believes we should round up all liberals and put them in concentration camps. No, I'm sorry, house arrest. And illegals, I believe, need to be all rounded up and flown to other countries like China and Russia. So take that advice with a grain of salt. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News feedback will be right back.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.